Return to Camp Blood, Episode 80, Community Spotlight with Bobby Hodgson. This episode is brought to you by First Jason Necklaces.
This is cursed. Jason's alive. He killed my friend, now he's coming for me.
He's got a death curse.
Jason's a legend.
I'm Mrs. Warren, an old friend of the Christies.
Jason belongs in hell.
You're doing if you stay here.
Never come back again.
You see, Jason was my son, and today is his birthday.
Welcome to the last episode of Return to Camp Blood 2016. Before I introduce this week's Community Spotlight interview, I just want to say thanks to everyone who has supported us this year and to all the new listeners and followers we've gotten. I also want to say Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Kwanzaa, Hanukkah, Winter Solstice. Just happy whatever the fuck you celebrate this time of year to you and yours. 2016 has not been kind to humanity, so here's the hoping that 2017 will be better. So some stuff on deck for the new year. We're going to be spending a lot of time on the comics. From the few I've read so far, there's going to be a lot of interesting story threads to pull at. Also, many of you know that the game has been in closed beta for the last few weeks, so we are hoping to have the game guys back on to talk about what we saw while playing. We also hope to line up a few more Friday alumni for the new year, so be on the lookout for that. So on this week's Spotlight, Eric and Nate talked to the man behind the necklace, Bobby Hodgson of First Jason Necklaces. He's actually the brother of First Jason guitarist Eddie Machete and recently started offering the necklaces. These are metal hockey mask pendants that Bobby offers in a wide variety of colors and combinations. And for all the First Jason fans out there, be sure to listen all the way through to the end on this one. Eddie Machete joined the guys to announce some pretty awesome First Jason news. Anyway, on to the interview with Bobby Hodgson.
How you doing tonight, Bobby?
Hey, how's it going, Eric? I'm doing great.
Awesome. Awesome. So tonight we're talking to Bobby. He is official roadie for First Jason, which is Ari Lehman, the First Jason's band. And he makes some amazing masks that are necklaces. And they're nice size and they're great. They're weighted greatly. So what drew you to the Friday the 13th franchise, Bobby?
I would say, yeah, I'm 37 right now, and my brother, Eddie Machete, who is the guitar player for First Jason, he's the one who got me into it when I was a little kid, when Friday the 13th movies just came out. He was always getting all the best horror movies when they first came out, like that Texas Chainsaw Massacre and all the classics when they first came out, but I was so little at the time. He was 4 or 5 years older than me, and anyway, I was, you know, these movies were just crazy for me to see when I was a little kid, so that's why I love them so much now, that they just were so scary back in the day that it's not like movies nowadays. They don't really, it's not the big scare factor for kids as it used to be back then when all these movies were just coming out with the you know, never seen before stuff, like, you know, Tom Savini's special effects and all the different special effects that were coming out back then were just amazing for me when I was a little kid. I was probably like 7 years old, I would say, when I first saw the franchise. But yeah, the first Jason, and then Eddie Machete, he's the one that, he got me going into all those crazy movies.
Awesome. So what's your favorite Friday film?
Oh, man, that's a tough one. I appreciate all the older classics, but the newer ones I like a little bit better. I like the 09 remake. I really like that one. And then otherwise, if I was going to have to pick an older one out, I would have to say Part 3.
Nice, going with the classic.
Yeah, exactly.
And
that's, well, yeah, and then just from seeing all the different movies and going to all the new conventions coming out, I just appreciate the franchise more and more with all the different actors who's played Jason. And, you know, a lot of people just think Jason has just been one character or whatever and has one actor, and it's just amazing over the years to find out that how many actors actually play Jason and how many actors play all these different horror characters over all these years.
Right, right. So let's get to talking about these necklaces. For those that don't know, these mask necklaces that Bobby offers, maybe some of you have seen him at some of the conventions in the Midwest, you know, convention season's over now, but he has been to numerous ones in Indianapolis, Chicagoland area. And these mass necklaces, they're actually metal, and Bobby offers a silver, you know, basically like a polished version, and a bunch of different painted versions that I've also seen. I've had a chance to see numerous variations of the ones that he's done, you know, over the last year, all different kinds, different colors and combinations of colors and whatnot. Most recently, I got a chance to see his most recent batch that actually have First Jason engraved on the back of the mask at Days of the Dead in Chicago. So why don't you just tell us a little bit about how you got started with the necklaces?
Okay, well, when I started, you know, going around touring with First Jason, that's when I saw Ari was wearing, I think he was wearing one that was close to like the ones I have, but it was just a plain chrome one. And so, of course, I wanted one, and then that's all I was seeing was chrome ones. So then I, you know, was thinking, guess what? Well, I'm not a plain kind of guy, so I want to start getting different colors and start experimenting. So I originally started making them for myself and my own personal collection. And then that started into designing, you know, after people saw the ones that I was wearing, they wanted to ask where I got mine and asked if I could start making them. So that's how it started. So then I love customizing the necklaces. There's so many color combinations. It's ridiculous that you could do with, you know, the holes. I can either drill out the holes or I can paint the holes a different color. The options are unlimited.
Yeah, I've seen, I don't even know how many colors I've seen. As you know, you and I, we've been all over the place together over the last couple of years, whether it be First Jason shows or, you know, film conventions or whatever. So I've seen, I don't even know how many, but I also noticed that some of them seem to have some rhinestone combinations on them, maybe some blood spatter, you know, all different combinations with that.
Oh yeah, I originally started painting them normal, and then that turned into the blood splatter with on the white ones, and then I ended up getting 30. I think I have about 35 different colors of rhinestones, you know, from flat black to flat white to shiny rhinestone, you know, every kind of color combination you could probably think of. So you could pick any color rhinestone combination on top of the mask color. And I also do glow in the dark also. So, and mostly the white ones sell really good. Those are the most popular. And I also do a worn yellow one, and the retro blue, and those usually are all glow in the dark, all the retro blues.
And I think I even seen an 8-bit version in there once or twice.
Yep. I have a couple 8-bits, and then it's just been, I come up with my ideas, and then so many people can give me ideas, and I just, I put them all together. And, the new rhinestone ones that have been coming out have been looking really nice. I'm pretty impressed with all those ones. I'm doing half and half, half pink, half chrome. It's got half rhinestone on one side, half or different color on the other side. So many different color combinations, but I'll do any custom combo anyone can come up with. I'll do it for them.
Yeah, I mean, essentially the possibilities are basically endless, you know, with all the different colors that are out there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Excuse me. The ones I have, I probably have a couple hundred to choose from right now. So there's a lot that I cater to. And if someone has a different idea than I have, then go for it.
Oh, absolutely. I notice when you get on eBay, you know, most of what you see is, like you said, just the chrome or the polished look, you know, just the basic version. So it's awesome, you know, to have an option from someone like you that can basically customize it to anyone's liking.
Exactly, and they're wearable pretty much all year round, you know. And then I can even I've done seasonal ones. I've done ones for holidays, different holiday color combinations, and different sport teams. I could do color combinations for different sports. Yeah, it's endless.
Yeah, I've even seen, you know, CJ Graham at Scarefest. I even seen him wearing one. I've seen numerous Friday the 13th alumni, you know, wearing your necklaces. So I know that they like them also.
Yeah, and when we went to the convention in Kentucky, I had a chance to, well, in Chicago, I met Amy Steele and Adrian King, and I talked to them all about the necklaces. So they wanted me to make them custom ones. And Adrian had me, you know, make one that she thought that she would like. So I picked a chrome with light blue rhinestones, and then Amy Steele got one, and I gave them each their necklace in Kentucky, and they absolutely loved them, and they're both wearing them. CJ Graham has one, Kane Hodder has one. Derek Mears has one. You know, Stephen Williams, of course. Ari has a whole bunch. Sean Cunningham, he has one.
You fucking rock.
So yeah, I'm trying to get them. Yeah, trying to get them into all the, you know, Friday the 13th franchise, of course. And you know, everybody should be wearing them. And you got small kids from, you know, 5 years old that are wanting them to, you know, I have a couple 70-year-old guys that are wearing them. So
yeah, everybody loves Jason. So. Do you mold each one? Do you cast the masks, or is that done somewhere else?
I don't have a mold. I do have some. Yeah, I have someone that makes a mold for me, and then I go from there and customize them.
So, what did it take for you to actually get the first Jason engraving on the back of them?
Well, yeah, it took a lot. I mean, I had to do a few emails back and forth and talk to the guy. He didn't want to do it at first. It was something that we made a deal on, and I just had to make a good order, and he accepted it. So at first he messed up on one of the orders and made up for it. So the first Jason engraved on the back looks really cool, and I like the way everything turned out.
Right on. So, you know, it's been, 7 years since the 2009 reboot, and, you know, 36 years of the franchise. What keeps you coming back to Crystal Lake?
Oh, man. It's got to be, just like you said, Jason. Yeah, everyone knows Jason. He's just like an icon for everything. And Halloween is one of my biggest holidays. So every Halloween, that's all I'm watching is the Friday the 13th films. And you never get sick of them, you know. You just can watch them over and over. And, yeah, they're the classics. And they never get old. And now that my brother's in the Friday the 13th, you know, the first Jason band, it just never, Friday the 13th is constant every day thinking about it. So if we're not on tour, I'm making necklaces. So Jason's on my mind 24/7.
Well, you can't really go wrong with that.
Exactly.
Yeah, I mean, you almost, Friday would have to be your favorite franchise. I mean, like you said, with your involvement with all that stuff, I mean, I would just assume that's got to be your favorite franchise.
Yeah, it's got to be. I mean, it's pretty close to Halloween. Halloween, you know, Michael Myers was a big, you know, scary icon for me. I always had to turn my head when he came on. But other than that, yeah, Jason was next.
So as far as maybe some new products, I know that, you know, looking around the internet, you know, there's some different mask versions, you know, out there. Are you looking at maybe expanding into some different mask shapes, or are you going to stick basically with what you got now?
Well, this is all just, you know, it's all being established right now. I'm just going to stick with this one for now, but I do have different ideas. I am going to, you know, I'd like to do the axe cut, and I want to talk to the guy who molds these and see if we can do something with that. Otherwise, yeah, We'll see. I got some ideas. I just have to. I'm gonna mainly sell these for now, and yeah, we'll go from there. Once these start going pretty good, then yeah, I'll do a different design.
Awesome. So where can our listeners look you up if they want to buy a necklace?
Okay. Well, I have a Facebook page set up. First Jason Necklaces. That's pretty easy to look up. It's a pretty new site, but I have some cool pictures on there, and you can message me on there if you need to buy a necklace. Otherwise, I also have them on eBay. You can look up First Jason Necklaces on eBay, or I can give you my eBay account. That is Hodgson9245, and that's HODGSON9245, and they'll come up on my on what we have for sale on eBay. And then also they're on Ari Lehman's firstjason.com website. So they're going to be, yeah, they're on quite a bit. You can get them on quite a few different ways.
Awesome. Awesome. All right. Well, I just want to thank you for joining us, Bobby Hodgson from First Jason Necklaces and also involved with the band First Jason. We appreciate the time you took to join us tonight.
Yeah. Thanks for joining us, Bobby.
You're welcome, and thank you for having me.
Absolutely. We appreciate it. And speaking of First Jason, if Eddie Machete happens to be around, maybe he could give us a quick update.
Hey, what's up? I'm right here.
Eddie Machete, what's up, brother?
What's up? Who's this, Nate and Eric?
Yep. Yep. What's up, brother?
What's up, Eric? How's it going, man?
Not too bad. Not too bad. Chilling. Just chilling.
Well, all right, Eddie. All right, Eddie. We keep seeing about this overseas First Jason distribution. What's up with that, man?
Yep. We have a new record release now, and we're on Eternal Sound Records, and they're going to be distributing our album as of May 13th. So we got to wait, but it's going to be worth the wait because it's going to be totally professional now, and we're having Scott Jackson do the album cover. He's the guy that did the other album covers, too. So any fans of the old album covers are going to love the new one.
Oh, awesome. Awesome.
Are you putting them out on vinyl?
Yeah, exactly. For sure now. And so you can get them autographed. Just let us know how many you guys want, and we'll set you guys up.
So is the vinyl release still going to be a limited run?
Probably. It's not, because it's going to be bigger now that we're on this label, you know what I mean?
Right, right.
So, yeah, and especially with the artwork and stuff, man, yeah, so many people are going to want them, so it's going to be awesome.
Awesome, awesome. So now that we got a new label in the picture, are we looking at more songs, too?
Yeah, Ari's going to be redoing some of the other older ones as acoustic versions. So it's not really newer songs. It's kind of I think he's doing some of the older songs acoustically on piano. So
that sounds awesome. And so you're going to replace the old videos, on Heed My Warning when he does that?
Nope. It's not going to be Nate standing at a piano. And a Jason album.
What's that you say?
We are going to be making some new videos for the other songs, though, the heavy songs. So those are going to be awesome.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I assume there'd be some more videos that obviously would come along with the new album. So, like I said, it's good to hear a little bit of an update. You know, I see Ari posts a lot of stuff, tries to keep people updated. But I figured, you know, since we were talking with Bobby tonight, that you could hop on and maybe just give us a real quick update, you know, while we had him on the phone.
Hell, yeah, that's awesome. And then, the only other thing is we're getting a tour together. I don't know if you saw it with Walter Phelan and Daig from Halloween and
I did see that.
From Friday the 13th, Part 6.
Yes, Tommy McLaughlin, I did see that. Absolutely.
Yep. He has a band called The Sloths, and Leslie Manfredini Dean from Nightmare on Elm Street.
Manfredini told us about that. He sat in with Tommy McLaughlin
really?
One point in time. Yeah, when Harry was on the show. Yeah.
Yeah, that is awesome.
Do you need a roadie?
Yeah, definitely. Both you guys, I want you and Eric to come with us.
Well, you know, I'm always down for that.
And then, Walter Phelan from House of a Thousand Corpses. So, man, dude, if this is going to be a cool tour.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Big things to come. Big things to come for this year. So, you know, that's awesome. But anyways, I appreciate you hopping on and give us an update.
Right on.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. It's always great talking to you, Eddie. I can't wait to see you again, brother.
Yeah. Same here, guys. Peace out, man.
All right. Thanks, Eddie.
Well, all right. Please rate, review, and subscribe wherever the fuck you listen to the show. If you want to support us financially, head over to campbudpodcast.com/donate. If you think you or someone you know should be featured on the show, you can hit us up on the website under the contact tab or comment on the show notes at campbloodpodcast.com/80. Also, please consider checking out some of the other shows under the Astro Panda umbrella over at astropandaproductions.com. A special thanks goes out to the Downriver Rat for our intro and outro music. You can check his stuff out at thedownriverrat.com. Until next year.